Welcome to the daily VFN radio highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy. Well, you know, every single day we take a moment for a wisdom moment, you know, and one way we do that is there's 31 chapters in Proverbs, and there's, you know, up to 31 days in a month. And so we just look at whatever day of the month it is. And today's day of the month is the 26th. So we're looking at Proverbs 26 today. And the verse that we're going to talk about is Proverbs 26, chapter 26, verse 26, verse 23 through 26. It reads, "Like a coating of silver dross on earthenware." You know, somebody goes, "What does that mean?" Mm-hmm. It's like pottery with paint on it. Okay. You know what I'm saying? So, like a coating of silver dross over earthenware are fervent lips with an evil heart. That's so very, very important, because, you know, he's telling us that, you know, that you can be all pretty and shiny on the outside, mm-hmm. and saying pretty and shiny things, mm-hmm. but the heart can have evil intent. And he goes on to say in verse 24 that enemies disguise themselves with their lips. They disguise themselves with their lips, mm-hmm. but in their hearts they harbor deceit. You know, we just got to quit being naive. Right. Just because somebody's telling you what's right doesn't mean they're right.
Yeah.
You know, we know people not by what they tell us. We know people by what they show us. We know them by their fruit, right?
That's right.
He said, many false prophets will come amongst you. Well, false prophets means people that are actually saying the right thing. He said, but you will know them by their fruit. Yeah, their mm-hmm. fruit. And so, you know, you got to spend some time to know those who labor amongst you, as he says. And he goes on and says, though their speech is charming, do not believe them. For seven abominations fill their hearts. Their malice may be concealed by deception, but their wickedness will be exposed in the assembly. And I say that for this, because right now we have this huge political arena going on. Mm-hmm. And, you know, politicians are known for, you know, having, as they put it, you know, silver-coated lips. <You know>? But you got to find out, you know, what is the person, what's on the person's heart. And so many just don't say anything significant about what's going on. And so we can't know what their values are, you know, and you got to find out, you got to know. I remember when the governor of Florida, who's now governor now, was running for office, and I was talking to him, and I said, you know, that I asked him some questions. He said, well, it's on the website. And I said, well, I'm right here and I want to hear from you. You know, oh, wow. And he was very nice.
Yeah.
But I just didn't want to I wanted to hear him share this with me. And I wanted to see him talking to me. And he shared it with me and was talking about his own personal walk with God. And you know, since then, how God has transformed his life and how he serves the Lord. And it was just very encouraging to hear personally, and we need to do that as a citizen. We need to do that. But the thing is this, that there's some people right now that they're saying all these right things, these pretty things with their mouth, but if you look at their decisions, if you look at what they're doing, if you look at their fruit, if you look, just don't just listen to what they're saying, because they could have silver coated lips, but their hearts could be filled with deceit. And how you know what's in their heart is that you start seeing what they're doing. But it's almost like, Pat, it's almost like this: we've gotten into a place in our present culture that says, well, I'd just rather hear what's right. I don't care what I see. And it's like, mm-hmm. well, no, it's like what you see is what you're going to experience, you know?
That's right.
And our country is just heading in a real bad direction right now. I believe it's headed in the direction it's headed because of the church. I think that he says, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray,
right,
and turn from their wicked ways, then I'll hear from heaven and heal the land. So I believe that America, a healthy America, is a byproduct of a church that's walking with God.
Right.
And unless the church repents, you know, and we quit believing, you know, silver-coated lips and beautiful speech, and when the fruit of the man or the woman is obvious before us, mm-hmm. you know, we just, you know, when you hear things, you think, man, that is so good. You got to be really careful when you're around these silver, you know, coated lips, because it is like there's almost like a seducing spirit on those lips. Mm-hmm. Because they'll say things, and because the words are spirit, and it'll just go on you, and you think, I know that sounds so good, but that person's so wrong, you know? And you've got, then you got to deal with, you know, getting past those things that have been spoken. But you can just tell. You can tell when somebody says, you know, I'm a believer, but they don't know God's word. They don't want anything to do with God's word. They don't want, or they do know his words, but they're actually set his word aside, his commands aside for their own traditions. Mm-hmm. I mean, that says something despite what an individual's saying.
Right.
And what he's saying right here, he says, don't listen to them. Don't listen to them. And I, you know, that's very important, you know, that you hereby have permission, according to God's word, not to listen to someone who is saying the right thing, but they're doing the wrong thing. And, you know, in the context of that, I think of, you know, some leaders that are across the board who are saying, not only saying some wrong things, but doing some wrong things and misleading. It's very misleading. And this is the time right now that we need to be doing surgery, like with a scalpel. We need to be very careful how we're presenting God's truth. Mm-hmm. 'Cause there's so many lies right now. You know, so many religious lies right now. We got to be right. Very careful.
Right.
That, and it be more, don't just assume the person knows what you're talking about. You know, take time to thoroughly, you know, conversate with the person and talk to them about, you know, what you're saying and get feedback. Don't talk at people, you know, talk with people and hear what they have to say. You know, what does that mean to you? And you'll be really surprised. I mean, even children, I mean, they have some powerful things to say about that. So he just tells us, he says, like a coating of silver dross over earthen vessel are fervent lips with an evil heart. Enemies disguise themselves with their lips, but their hearts harbor deceit. Though their speech is charming, and we have to understand that it could be so charming. I mean, nobody charms like somebody with a Jezebel spirit. It is amazing. I mean, you got to stand clear of that kind of spirit, man or woman, because they're going to try to charm you with their talents. They're going to try to charm you with their looks. They're going to try, I mean, you know, right? And that's what's going to happen,
yeah,
you know?
Right.
And you're going to go, oh, man, I so need this help. You know, it's like, mm-hmm. Oh, I'm just here to help you.
Yeah.
And
I heard that before.
Yeah, and he said, do not listen to them. Mm-hmm. So you can't just keep on having that in your ear. You're going to have to say, you know, I can't, this, you know, got somehow, you know, separate yourself from that conversation. He says, their malice may be concealed by deception, but their wickedness will be exposed in the assembly. And of course, I do say this, that, you know, if the enemy is held you captive and that's you, you've been doing that, that you can just say, God, I'm wrong. You know, I've sinned, you know, and that's what I've done. That's what Pat does, what everybody, you know, we repent. We just say, mm-hmm. I realize now that that was wrong, that I shouldn't have been, doing that.
Right.
And God forgives us and restores us. And it's encouraged then to get in the word, mm-hmm. get rightly related to, you know, Bible believing believers who are actually learning the foundation of God's word.
Mm-hmm.
So, so very important. So I encourage you, that's the word of wisdom, the moment of wisdom this morning. I'm excited about the second part of the first hour, because we're going to have an interview with Steve Hill and Peter Wagner. And, you know, Steve Hill's gone through a lot. He was leader in the Brownsville Revival. And I just so admire him. You know, he's just, yeah. It's just an awesome man of God. And you're going to hear just fresh. It came out and you're going to hear him talk something so important. And then we're going to talk to you about VFN and how, you know, we feel strongly that, you know, of all the things God's doing in the earth in this next season, that VFN or Vine Fellowship Network has heard from the Lord. And we're part of that. And there's an answer to what God is doing. He's prepared a way to obey him for the great harvest that's coming in this next season. Well, we'll be right back after these messages. You know, there's nothing like, you know, finding out about, you know, that Jesus wants a personal relationship with you. You know, John, how people say, do you have a personal relationship with Jesus Christ?
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's what people go, yes. And then the political correct answer, another religiously correct answer.
I go to church.
Yeah, I go to church. And so, but the thing is about it is that, you know, it's such a common semantic. It's a common way of vocabulary of religious. It's like the religious jargon of the day. But, you know, there is such a thing as a personal relationship with Jesus Christ, you know, that he's the lover of your soul and that, you know, he compares himself to the bridegroom and we're the bride and this intimacy and he's preparing. I mean, you know, he wants to hang out with us because he loves you. He wants to hang out with you. I mean, and he wants you to want to hang out with him.
Right.
And we call, you know, it's abiding. I mean, think about it. You know, he talks about it in John chapter 15. You know, he just says that he says, remain or abide in me. I think it's John 15:4. He says, abide in me or remain in me, and I will abide in you or remain in you. No branch can bear fruit by itself. It must abide in the vine. Neither can you bear fruit unless you abide in me or remain in me. And so, you know, sometimes we put the cart before the horse, and we're sitting here trying to do all this stuff for Jesus. And, you know, it's like, dude, it's a byproduct of a personal relationship with him.
That's right.
You know
what
I'm saying? It's overflow. Go ahead.
A lot of times, too, that you're asking a believer or a Christian these days, you know, why do you read the Bible? And sometimes the pat answer is just, I guess this is what I'm supposed to do. You know, I just got to do this chore, all right?
Two chapters a day.
Right.
Come heck or high water, do chapters a day.
And abiding is not something that we have to do. It's something that we get to do. Mm-hmm. And oftentimes people think that, you know, it's only the pastor or the minister that can hear God's voice. But, you know, John 10, you know, it's my sheep know my voice. And that's an inheritance for all believers. And so every believer should be encouraged, you know, abiding, spending time and hearing his voice. And
I think about it. I mean, it's just, you know, once you break the mindset and you realize that Jesus wants to talk to you. I mean, you got all these books that have been printed in the world, but the difference in the Bible is the fact that it's a living word, that it comes with the author, and that God explains it to you, and he speaks to you from the word, you know, and basically it's just that, you know, people kind of know that they need to do this, and the enemy's kind of complicated it, you know what I'm saying? And it just, you know, people want to do, they just need a simple plan to do that. And, you know, we put together a simple plan for, you know, that we personally do ourselves. You know, we walk out this plan and we're seeing children, you know, walk in this plan. And when these children speak about what God is, how they're encountering God and what he's saying, adults lean forward and listen to them on VFN TV. Did you know, remember how that happens? Like, they begin to talk and everybody like, I want to be the Bible man, you know, out of Texas. And everybody leans forward. Why? Because we know that God speaks to his people. Well, if that's you, if you're tired of religion and you're ready to walk with God, and God's obviously ready to walk with you, you know, he says, you can just put all the stuff aside that you've been trying to do and begin to abide with him. He says, apart from abiding in me, you can do nothing. So, you know, with that, you can actually go to iabide.org. Just go there today, iabide.org. You know, read over a little bit. And if you want to be able to request that plan, you could just request the plan. It'll be sent to you immediately, John. Immediately.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, there's a video there. There's some explanation, a whole, everything you need to be able just to get started. Real simple, simple plan that we're seeing children, 8-year-olds, that are walking with God and hearing from God. And just so excited, because when you start listening, I mean, what happens when somebody listens to you? You continue to talk, right?
That's right.
But if people stop listening, you stop talking, right?
Hmm.
And quite often is, if you want to hear God talk to you, you got to start listening to him, and you'll find out he wants to hear what you're saying, but you have to want to hear what he's saying.
That's right.
And the definition of abide, everything you need is there. iabide.org. Request that simple plan today at iabide.org. You know, I want to encourage you that, you know, obviously VFN Radio is available for anybody in the world, as our listeners around the world are listening now. And throughout America. Also, that the VFN TV is available for anybody and everybody. But there's actually more available for those who subscribe for free. You can actually subscribe to VFN TV at VFNTV.com. Or you actually can text to subscribe, John. You text VFN TV, that's a V as in Victor, VFN TV to 22828. That's text VFN TV. To 22828. And you do that, and it'll just walk you through a little small little process, and you're registered, you're ready to go, and you get back to teachings, this prophetic words, you know, some of the things that we're talking about now that's available for we want everybody to be able to get everything that the Lord is saying. But one of them is, you know, who are you calling good, which is very important, some of the teachings. Others is a prophetic words about what God's saying and teachings, because we've got to have perspectives. It's not just to know the news. It's what to do about the news that you know.
That's right.
So I want to encourage you, Dave, if you have not yet become a subscriber, it's free. It's free. So, you know, subscribe at VFNTV.com and click on subscribe. Or you can text to subscribe. Text VFNTV at 222-828. That's VFNTV 222-828. Welcome back. You're listening to BFN Radio. I'm your host, Greg Lancaster, and with me is Pat Hamilton. We were talking in the first part of the first hour about, you know, the word of wisdom, the moment of wisdom, and just hearing. We just, even though somebody's saying something that is right, doesn't mean they're right. As a matter of fact, quite often the ones that are wrong will be able to say things better right. You know, they've practiced. They went to Harvard, and they went to Yale. They went to Princeton. They went to, you know, some of the best colleges that could teach them how to say it right. The power of speech, like President Woodrow Wilson, when he would finish, when he was a professor at the university, he would, I believe it was Princeton, he would finish his classes as a professor, and they would stand up and applaud him. He had the ability to deliver a speech.
Wow.
But he also delivered the League of Nations, which ended up being the United Nations. He also delivered us the Federal Reserve, which was actually controlling our finance today and the whole system around. You know, it's like, well, just have being able to speak good is not it. So you got to be able to hear it if you hadn't heard that yet. You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program. Don't forget to share them with your friends. Find more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.